This is Jesse Nadler reporting for WMRA, and I am doing something that I have not done in a long time. I'm roller skating, and it feels great. Phew, I can hear myself think again. Stonebridge Skate Center opened 2 months ago and is introducing otherwise gadget-hungry Rockbridge County millennials to old-school skating maneuvers like shoot the duck, the limbo, and crazy legs. Don't know what those are? YouTube it. A new rink opening in a suburb of Richmond or even Roanoke might not seem like a big deal, but around Natural Bridge Station, population 1,400, where you have to drive past barbed wire fences and deer hunting decoys to get to, it's a big deal. The rink is owned by local entrepreneur Scott Sayer of Sayer Enterprises. If you've ever seen a military person wearing a reflective strip or vest, chances are his company made it. They also do all the embroidery for J. Crew. The company had outgrown its manufacturing facilities in Buena Vista and was looking for new corporate headquarters. The old Natural Bridge High School, which stopped operating as a school in 1992, had been vacant since 2008 when a heating and air conditioner manufacturer moved out. This left the town with a gaping hole in badly needed tax revenue for the real estate. County officials eventually worked out a deal with Sayer. They would essentially give him the 17-acre site in exchange for providing a minimum of 22 jobs and restoring the property to the local tax rolls. He agreed, and Sayer Enterprises has been headquartered there since 2012. But what to do with that 20,000-square-foot gymnasium featuring such smooth, rubberized floors?
So we had to think out of the box what would bring revenues here, yet would be an affordable activity. And it just, roller skating was making a rebound.
In fact, a, quote, considerable uptick, unquote, in the number of first-time rink owners and new rink openings has been reported by the Roller Skating Association, which is the voice of the roller skating industry. While the association doesn't have data on the number of rinks opening in rural areas, spokesperson Jim McMahon says he's not that surprised, given that a big reason rinks go under is because of the hefty property taxes owners have to pay for all that square footage, plus parking, in more densely populated urban areas where land is expensive. The key to success for a rural rink, he said, is that it has to draw skaters from a wide area. So far, according to Scott Sayer, that seems to be the case. Stonebridge draws some 400 to 500 skaters from Roanoke to Lexington to Charlottesville every weekend. Sayer does admit that learning the rink business has been a bit of a comical trial and error.
The first time we skated, we invited some Cub Scouts across the street to come over here. I didn't know you had to go in a circle. They were going back and forth, running into each other, hitting the poles.
I refused the last time to get in skates, but my son talked me into getting them on today, so I'm doing better than I thought I would.
Irma Bailey of Natural Bridge was at the rink with her 6-year-old son and his friend.
They were here for a birthday party about a month and a half ago and just loved it and couldn't wait to come back.
News of the rink has spread word of mouth and through social media, luring millennials who might otherwise be at home staring into the vortex of a computer screen.
If it wasn't for this roller skating rink, I might be playing Minecraft.
That's 11-year-old Mary Jensen. She lives in Lexington and has been to the rink twice so far.
I love the music. When I came here, I was like, yes! Because I was like, this is my jam.
What's interesting about Stonebridge is that it's one of the few recreational activities where the older folks, people like myself who grew up skating, can out-boogie the kids. I can backwards skate. A lot of the kids I saw skating can't. But that edge won't last long.
I mean, when you watch our kids skating, if you were here 2 months ago, the kids you saw today could not skate. They're picking up the skating.
That's Sayer again.
They're taking the old disco moves and they're adapting it to their music now. So they're jam skating, toe dancing, spot dancing, crazy legs, boogie dancing, hexing, rexing, trucking. They've got their own terms and they're bringing it back and they are doing it.
Yes, but can they shoot the duck? Can Scott Sayer?
Do I know how to shoot the duck? The first time you asked me that question, I was like, well, actually, I'm a turkey hunter, so I prefer shooting the turkeys.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.